An item in your inventory is just a pointer to something in the asset store, and it, other than when your viewer is first starting up and you're loading it all up, it essentially has no impact on what you're doing. It's passive. It's like having something in a file cabinet. It doesn't affect what you do in the rest of the office. The fact that you're in a group causes your viewer to keep track of a lot of information about what's going on in the group and causes the simulators, not just the one you're on, but the one every member of the group is on, to do work to keep that information up to date. One of the things we found when we did the project I mentioned before to improve the performance of group chat, we had to study very carefully, where is time being spent in the group chat system? It's a separate system that works through the simulators, but behind them. And we're constantly finding surprising things when we do that kind of study. It turned out that the largest part of the load on the group chat system had nothing to do with actually sending chat messages. It was every time anyone in a group logged in or logged out, a message got sent to every simulator that had anybody in the group on it and to every member of the group, regardless of where they were. And it turned out that something like 90% of all the messages going through the group chat system were those login and logout notifications. And the chat messages were not getting through because they were in line behind a whole bunch of that other traffic. So we made some changes that changed how that impacted things. And one of the changes we made was that you don't necessarily get all of those notices anymore. And we'd like to be able to expand that again in the future. And there are also some other operations that you can do on groups that cause really big and expensive queries to be made against the database that can interfere with other queries that are necessary to make things go. So restricting the number of groups you can be in is, at this point, kind of a defensive measure for the infrastructure, because it has been our observation that people tend to join a lot of groups. And if we raise the number of groups, then people tend to join even more groups. And that's not free. Groups are not passive things that are just sitting in the filing cabinet. They're very active things that are causing messages to be sent around the system. And we can't eliminate that because that's some of the functions of groups. That's part of why we said, you know, more groups is a premium benefit. And we review all limits on a periodic basis. One of the regular activities that Grumpity and I and many other people in Second Life do is to say, okay, let's look around. Can we change the limit? So recently we raised the number of prims you could have on a region because we looked at it and said, you know what? We can actually afford to do that. It's not going to have a bad effect on people. And so we'll do it. Every limit in Second Life is something that we think about whether or not we can change it on a regular basis. One of the things that I'm particularly enthusiastic and focused on right now is figuring out what the constraints are on the number of avatars you can have in a region and have everything work well, with the goal of eventually making that bigger.
Which, by the way, we already did change. Yeah. In effect, by adding the premium access feature. When we do look at limits, if we discover that it's a limit we can't raise for all of Second Life, the second thing we say is, can we raise it for premium? We're very much interested in continuing to add value for premium subscriptions. And so we regularly review what we can do for premium and hopefully have some exciting news coming up in that area soon.